Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
In the last hour, we got a voice note. Good friend of ours, Dumsan Dembe. And the voice note was, I don't know if he was driving or he was in a place with bad network or maybe his mic was bad, but basically you couldn't hear it. And he sent this directly to Keta. So Keta contacts me, he's like, hey, we got a voice note from Dumsani, but I can't hear it. I was like, play it for me. He plays it. I listen. Now, because I speak to Dumsani all the time, I was able to make out what you're saying. I was like, ah, okay, cool, I got it. But it got me thinking of something that my Blair did at the end of his show yesterday as well. And he was speaking about how different people listen at different rates, right? And different abilities. So when you're speaking to somebody, even if you think you hear them and you think you know what they're going to say, you must just let them finish their point so that it's 100% clear and don't interject. And then come in with your point. And then it got me thinking about something else as well. Like we always say, specifically with the youth now, that comprehension levels are at an all-time low. And I see this on social media all the time. One of the things that I used to love when I was younger was English. I love poetic language. And of course, you know I love hip-hop, right?
Yeah.
Hip-hop is poetry. And I didn't understand this until we started doing the show Season Scoop, that actually some people don't listen to hip-hop in the way that I listen to hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Some people just listen to a beat and that's that. Or they listen to a chorus and that's that. Or they'll even hear the lyrics, but they don't understand what the lyrics mean specifically, mm-hmm. right? There's a website now, Original Hip Hop Lyrics Archives or Genius, Rap Genius, which breaks down essentially what the poetry is behind hip hop. Mm-hmm. And some of these things take, you know, you knowing the slang, etc., and so on. Now, in general, if you were to rate your comprehension level, what would you put it at? Mpo?
I think I'd put it at about a 7. And yeah. That's because over time, especially as I've grown older, I've learned to listen more and mm-hmm. talk less. Because I used to be that person who would listen to respond and mm-hmm. not necessarily listen to understand. But like you say, it's something that comes with time and an age and being aware of what it is that you're doing. So I think my comprehension is probably at about a 7.
When you watch a show, Sol, are you one of those people that watches a show and then keeps talking with other people? Or do you watch and listen exactly what they're saying in the dialogue?
No. I don't watch and listen exactly what they say.
Oh, boy.
Because my mind just goes, you know, to another place. Sometimes I'll be still grasping what the person had said. Or my mind would, I would have said this better, and then I'm losing out on what they're actually saying now. So it's not like I'm being, you know, distant-minded, but I'm still thinking about the thing that the guy said 3-4 lines ago, and now I'm missing what he's saying now. So I get too obsessed with the words. That's the problem. And that can be distracting from the current conversation that is actually happening right now.
Oh, so you listen to how something is said, but not necessarily the message behind it.
No, and the message. Then I reflect on the message as well. I'm like, wait, hold on. You know, and then yeah, my mind, I don't know what it is. It's undiagnosed. And then ADHD. I'll think of maybe. And then I'll think of something totally different from that just that line that the person said 3 lines ago, and it's so annoying because I could be listening but also not listening because of what you'd said. Sounds and if I tell you what I'm thinking about that was triggered by what you'd said, you'd be so lost. Now, what are you thinking about?
I love it.
I can believe it because I believe it because even when he talks, Saul goes on forever.
Yes, he does.
Then you're like,
he
does. Yo, okay, hold on,
come
right?
Back.
So I can believe it,
and I would have made my point beautifully enough to just have a full stop.
Fundo, let me rate you before you tell us what you're rating us at.
Yeah,
I rate you at a 9.
Okay.
But having said that, I mean, I've never interacted with you outside. I've never interacted with you outside of work, so I don't know. But like in terms of work things, I don't think I've ever had to repeat anything with Fundo and she doesn't get it. Mm. So,
wow, that's the first compliment from you.
Why?
I was expecting
you
to tell me.
That is funny. So tell us.
I would have placed it at a 7, but I'm slightly like Saul, but when it comes to books, where for me, it almost takes me a bit longer to read a book because I'd have those moments where I need to read that specific excerpt again. I write it down. So I've got notes even on my phone for a book that I'm currently reading. So every single book I've ever read, there are notes somewhere on that book, my own analysis of what this person was saying. And if there's a partner in my life.
But what type of book are we talking about? Is it like a novel, biography, textbook?
It's generally, it could be biographies. So mostly it's nonfiction. But here and there, I used to, when I was still younger, I would have a lot of fiction, but it was just merely to enhance your vocabulary. So we would read back then. But now generally it's either people's biographies, which is fine. And then sometimes it's I don't know, self-mastery type of books. The Psychology of Money is one I'm reading now. So with all of those, you'll always have that aha moment, and then you're highlighting, you're writing, and then beyond that, you're also unpacking it for yourself as if you had to explain it to somebody else. So generally, if there's a partner in my life, I'm waking you up at midnight if there's that one excerpt, and I'm like, baby, la, la, la.
Let me tell you. Midnight!
Over a book!
Yes!
Bro, can we discuss it on breakfast or something? Whoa. At midnight?
Yes. This is your kuluma. I just read this part. It's so emotional. So, yeah, I think my comprehension level, I would have placed it at a 7, but thank you that you placed it at a 9.
That's why there's no partner in your life. Because my busong will tell.
But,
siya mashallah.
But every reader knows that. You're waking up somebody because you got to tell someone when you've just found that excerpt and you're like, wow, this is beautiful. We tell someone.
So I read mostly textbooks.
All right.
And like I'll read some self-help books. I don't know if I read a lot, but I guess maybe I do. I guess I don't know. But what I often find in a conversation, and this is going to sound very pompous, I know. Mm-hmm. Most conversations that I have with people are conversations I've had before. Mm-hmm. Like I've had the discussion. I've probably done the research. I read up on it. We did a show on it like maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So then sometimes I just get bored. And I'm like, I'll listen. And I'm like, well, at the end, then I'll be like, okay, then I'll just tell you what my view is. And then you can keep your view. But I generally get bored with like having discussions.
You're like me in the sense that, because I've noticed how you discuss things. You discuss and then you want to leave. Because I'm also like that. I want to discuss, let it finish, and then we continue with other things. Whereas some people want to discuss it ad nauseum. It's like, yo, we've made our point. Can we move on?
Oh, man.
And I place your comprehension level at a 10.
Really?
Honestly. No, I was actually telling Juliet, because this is my first encounter. I've never worked with you anywhere before. And I was like, Caesar is quite sharp. Because really, at the heart of it is the ability to move from one subject matter to the next. You can talk politics in that space of political analysts, you'd be able to engage them. You move to business, you'd be able to engage them. And then you're talking gadgets and all of these things that you do on social media. So you're well-read across the board. And that makes a whole individual that you cannot find yourself in a room where people are talking about something. It's American politics and you know absolutely nothing about how that system works. So that's a well-rounded individual.
They don't call him Google for nothing.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if it's a comprehension thing, but it's a mix of both and also a memory thing. Because with Caesar on the line, somebody will call in and ask about a random science, Bernoulli's principle, for example.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I remember that from grade 9, but I need to go back and reference it again to, you know, sharpen up the memory on it. But he would know it already. So it's also the information retention.
So it's difficult to say because I've never been anybody else. But for the longest time, I always thought everybody was the same.
No, you have a photographic memory.
Yeah. So, but thank you for that. Now I've got a challenge for you guys. I want to ask you, I'll ask you 4 lines. These are like 50 cent lines. Don't Google Saul, I know. Don't Google.
50 cent is in the artist.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got these 4 lines.
Yeah.
I walk the block with the bundles. I'll be knocked on the humble. Sing the ox when I rumble. Show you dude, what my gun do.
Okay.
What is he talking about? Think about it. Don't answer now. Just think about it, and then we'll go to traffic.
You guys need to stop talking about me over there. I have a problem, man. I never, ever let people finish what they want to say. As soon as somebody says, like, the first two lines, I think I already know what they're saying. And sometimes I even interject. When they're still trying to say something, I already cut them off. I'm like, yeah, I understand. But what you don't understand, I need to work on that. And my wife tells me this all the time. I've been fighting with her the whole time, but now I think it's time. I just face it. I'm like that. But on the other hand, and my wife is crazy. She won't even look at you. If she's like, she can even get busy with something while you are talking. But trust me, she hears every single line and she understands every single thing you're saying exactly the way you're saying it. And then she will either say it back to you now or you'll hear it from the way she answers you back. That she actually got everything that I was saying. She's brilliant at that. But I suck, man. I suck. Like, listen, you guys are still talking in the background now, but I'm already sending a voice note. That's how bad I am.
That is funny. So another part of communication is to understand the psychology of it, right? So in other words, you may hear what I'm saying, but if I don't feel like you're listening to what I'm saying, then I get frustrated and I may want to repeat the points. So even with you, if you know what the person is saying, you need to give them their time so that they feel heard. Specifically with women. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble, my boy. Trust me.
Okay, I don't know how I would rate myself on a scale to 1 to 10. But I have this thing of when someone is talking, especially if it's face-to-face, I don't just listen to the words. I also just look at the body language. And sometimes I take out more than what they said. And then when I start asking questions, people get irritated. They feel like maybe I'm attacking them because how the other words are even emphasized. And I'm like, okay. In my head, I'm like, why did you say that? You know? And then, yeah, people don't like it. They don't like it at all.
Oh, so that is mild ADHD. I suffer from that. A few of my friends also suffer from the same thing. We went undiagnosed. We went under the radar for a while.
Eish.
Yeah, my dad. Sesimfundo, uvusa ngo-3, ngo-12, ukukutshela ngencwadi just because,
How funny! Yeah, I know, that's funny.
Yeah, that's the last chapter of our relationship. Tell me about
Anyway, if you just joined us, there are four lines here that we need to help decipher, right? There are 50 Cent lines. It says, I walk the block with the bundles, I've been knocked on the humble, soon the oxen I rumble, show you dude what my gun do. What is he talking about? Let us know.
Okay, I don't know how I would rate myself on a scale to 1 to 10. But I have this thing of when someone is talking, especially if it's face to face.
We've heard this one.
Yo, mina ngifana no social. Mina, I'm just like, so when somebody is speaking, my mind is already there on cloud 89, thinking about how I can save the world. On top of what the person is saying, I'm also thinking about how the sky is supposed to be purple instead of blue, and then I come back to what the person is saying, then I'm like, oh, okay, but then it also relates to, like, I always find something that relates to something, and then I talk nonstop. But I'm glad to kuluma when I start talking because I don't get to the point. It's diagnosed, so it's called ADHD. I'm not diagnosing you, but mina, I'm diagnosed, so it's ADHD. So ingqondo zethu nje, they don't work like normal people's. I'm not going to say we're not normal, but yeah. This is Lydia.
Hey, Lydia.
Yazi abantu futhi baninkinga yokuthi bayenze ngathi balaleli bengalalelanga. Or umuntu enza ngathi akalalelanga kanti ulalele kahle, ukuzwa kahle. People usually tend to make the benze ngathi like abezwa or kanjani. But what you find people understand very well. They do understand. They do understand. In fact, abantu benza amabomu sizwe. In fact, you know, mina ngizokuya nto. Abantu benza amabomu chief yabo. Benza amabomu. Like, there's this thing in your mind, the product keeps on telling you, reminding you yabo. What happened, yeah, well, so there's no way to know as or wrong as you understand what I call now. So I want to see it. Maybe I can tell if it's a woman to say that you don't understand or they didn't hear you or Kuluma, especially when it comes to my confrontations. And I couldn't say that I'm going to say that I'm a good listener.
So limfana ngithi mina aza kusizwe hayi hayi manje asinikeza ama rap lyrics la nokuthi you must figure out asile ukuthi hayi yena poetry rap poetry nanani when iGNX flew completely over his head reincarnated flew completely over his head wavelwa baba lutai khona uTupac uzenza uTupac lomjita but completely lost it like from a Pulitzer Prize winner. I mean, understand comprehension there. So, season. Aye. Mm-mm. Very debatable, my friend.
So, this is a funny thing about rap, right? Every rap fan thinks they know rap better than the next rap fan. Always.
Yep.
And usually, like, there's a phase in rap where you go through, maybe you listen to, we'll call it underground music or conscious music. Ah, then people can't touch you. Then you feel like, yo, I don't listen to commercial, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Just because somebody doesn't like something doesn't mean it flew over their head. Doesn't mean they didn't understand it. It just means their preference is, I didn't like it. I don't like Kendrick's music. There's nothing about Kendrick I don't understand, but I don't like it.
So, do you appreciate, though, the poetry in his raps, which
no.
is...
No. So let me explain, right?
Very poetic.
So, you know, Kanye Yeezus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeezus was a very artistic album. Did you listen to it?
No.
Okay.
Not
so Yeezus is a very, very artistic album.
Mm-mm.
But the problem with Yeezus is, at the end of the day, you're still making music. So there's no point in you being too artistic that you miss out on the musical elements now of that art. Otherwise, write a book if that's what you want to do.
It's still groove. Yeah.
Write a book.
Yeah.
If it's not palatable as a song, you've missed the point entirely. You see? This is exactly what my point is.
Yo, I think Fitty's talking about his life as a gangster and selling yeah, stuff. Yeah.
Maybe.
Exactly what you guys are talking about. Traffic. It's the second time Sizo has said that 50 cents line. Steal on Mamela.
What do
you
say? Yeah, I see.
Morning Sees the World. That line is from 50 Cent, the track Miniman. Yeah.
So before we decipher the line, it's very simple. There's obviously like, I think it's like four levels of comprehension. The first one is literal, which is literally what the person is saying is what they mean. There's just no two ways about it, right? If I say I'm wearing a black shirt, I'm wearing a black shirt. Then another one will be where you infer something, right? So if I get home and I go, I want to change to a black shirt. You can now infer that I'm not wearing a black shirt currently.
Definitely.
Because why would I need to change to it, right? Then after that, this is where it gets kind of complex because now it goes into whether you understand the lexicon, right? So when 50 is saying things like, I've been knocked on a humble. He's talking about I've been through ups and downs, right? I've faced adversity, etc., and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's like, I've been knocked on a humble. I walk around block. I want the block with the bundles. Bundles is money, stacks of money. So I've got money. Swing the ox when I rumble. Basically, he's saying he's got a blade on him. They call it the ox because how do you kill an ox?
Well, yeah, you're cool.
He slices his neck.
Well, nah, not really. It's concussive.
Yeah. So that's hip hop language, I should say.
Mm.
When they're like, yo, I swing the ox when I rumble. It's like, yo, if we get into a fight, I don't fight fair. He's even said this another line. I don't fight fair. I'm dirty. I'm from side Jamaica Queens, dude. You heard me? So expect, even in a fist fight, I'm going to come through with a blade.
Okay.
You see, just four lines. And then obviously, the last one is, I'll show you what my gun do. That's, you know, blades, guns, violence. It seems like a very simple thing, but with just those four lines, the guy has explained something which would have taken maybe 16 lines to break down. But you've got to understand the slang behind it in order for you to appreciate what it is that he's trying to say, you know? And with that...
If you missed it live... Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.